Good morning, Casey. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. Welcome to your Monday.
All right. We've been waiting all morning long. Rocket has been dreaming about it all weekend. We are waiting to get connected to the one, the only Henry Winkler.
Control room.
And Henry Winkler right here.
Hi, you? Henry Winkler. Good morning.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear him. Where is he?
How are you today?
Well, I'm happy to talk to you.
We're excited that you're coming to Kansas City for Planet Comic-Con.
So am I.
It's so funny, Henry. We came here when they first started Comic-Con here for the first year. It's
yes.
Cool. They're proud of it.
It's the 20th anniversary. Yeah.
Yes.
The 20th anniversary, and I'm going to be there.
Amazing.
You're going to be there, and it's going to be, it's 3 days here in Kansas City. It starts on the 29th, goes through the 31st, and you're going to be here all 3 days, and I guess you're also going to do a panel and some special stuff?
Yeah, because I love getting to know who comes to say hello. I just don't want to be, you know, I never stand behind my table. I always stand in front of the table so I can look at everybody right in the eye.
I love that, how personable you are. Have you ever been asked a really weird or unusual question?
Mostly it's, can I have money?
Oh.
Do people really ask you that?
No. But I didn't have an answer, so I made one up really quickly.
That's fair.
What do you think you get recognized the most for? Is it for the fonts?
You know, all depends on the age. Mm-hmm. There are some kids who know me only as an author. And, you know, I have my children's books with me.
Right.
Then, of course, there's a whole contingent of people who know me as the Fonz and Happy Days.
Right.
Then we go into Scream. Then a Waterboy is big.
Yeah.
And Arrested Development. Royal Pains. People loved Royal Pains. And the travel show that I did with Terry Bradshaw and Bill Shatner and George Foreman, Better Late Than Never.
Well, and people love William Shatner's going to be at Planet Comic Con.
He is.
So you guys,
I'm going to hug him.
You're going to hug him. Well, and I'll bet that you are getting a lot of people and fans that come up to you and want to talk about Barry. It's such a great show on HBO. It's almost time for season two.
It is. The 31st of March.
Yes, and I loved watching because I was there with you in the Happy Days, and I've been a fan for a long time, so it was so fun and endearing to watch you finally,
you
after all these years, get an Emmy.
Old enough to have watched Happy Days in the first run.
I'm sure I watched a lot of it in syndication. I'm 45, but I was a big Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. I'm just a TV junkie, and to see you finally get an Emmy.
Well, you know what? I never thought that, I'm finally winning the Emmy. All I thought was, oh, my God, this is amazing. I've won tonight. And then I walk up the stairs, and there are the two the stars of that show, The Crown. And I thought, oh, my gosh, we watched that. And I started talking to them about their second season. And then I realized I have a speech to give. I turned around, and there are 37 seconds left.
Oh, no.
Hilarious.
No pressure.
No pressure. And then it says, in red, stop now, stop talking now. And I thought, well, you know, I haven't thanked my wife, and if I don't do that, who's ever telling me to stop? You go home in the limousine with my wife.
Exactly. Happy wife, happy life.
You bet. Isn't that amazing? That's so true. How did you do that?
It was also awesome to see Bill Hader get to win an Emmy, too. I think the show is just being very well received. Congrats.
Yeah. And then, you know, and it's a little worrisome. You get so nervous because you hope that the second season is as intense or as entertaining as the first. But Bill and his partner, Alec, worked really hard on making another great 8 episodes.
And Henry, you're so busy. I was looking at all the projects you're working on right now and kind of stalking you on Twitter. Tell me about your South by Southwest experience.
Oh my gosh. See, it was one of my favorites. It started off as a promotion for Barry at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. And they said, do you want to hold an acting class? Because I, of course, play one on TV and Barry. So I said, yes, I do. And just tell everybody you can bring a 90-second monologue or a song or a scene, but it has to be 90 seconds so I can get through as many as I can. And 600 people showed up.
Wow.
And it was exhilarating because I did not joke around. I thought, okay, if they're here, then I'm going to give them the best of what I know. I'm going to do the very best I can with what I'm seeing. And I said, I'm going to be very strict, so I hope I don't hurt your feelings. And we had the most wonderful time.
Well, I'm sure that that's such a great experience to, I'm sure that they really respect you, someone who's managed to keep your career going for so long.
You know, that's Will, and it doesn't have to be a career in acting. It can be in anything. As long as you stay relevant.
Yes.
As long as you stay working at something, and I mean, it could be daycare. It could be tutoring. You know, when we get more mature, we know stuff. We can help those students coming up, go to the class once a week. I don't know what, but as long as we stay with our mind sharp, we have a long life.
Well said, man.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I could just keep talking for hours and hours. I have so many things I want to say. We do need to take a break, so just hang out. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Henry Winkler, and we also have tickets to Planet Comic-Con Kansas City.
Get up!
Waking your up.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.